Blog Talk Radio.
Hug three people and just tell them it's all about the kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Well, hug three people and just tell them it's all about the kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.
Matthew 6:33 says, "First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added." Today is Friday, November 4, 2016. And I'm your host, Evangelist Deborah Jackson, on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. And I'm here today to encourage you listeners, particularly those that are in leadership, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We are to teach the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. God is watching over us, and he desires us to seek him, that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Perhaps you're depleted this morning and you're thirsting after righteousness. You're hungry after righteousness. The psalmist says, fill me up. So fill me up, Lord, fill me up. So this morning, for the next hour and a half, we're going to minister songs that will lift up your spirit until thy kingdom come. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, KCJ, with Fill Me Up. Thank you.
up, Lord. Fill me up. That's the spot.
Are you seeking God, Matthew? Again, if you hadn't heard, but Matthew 5:6 says, if any man, let him come and drink of me. Drink until you thirst no more, the song says. And if you are thirsting after righteousness, just one cup may not be enough. I drink coffee. Many times I drink it until I go for two or three cups. But then when it's all gone, I'm like hungry, just like being hungry. Many times we become addicted to what gratifies, that satisfies the flesh. And many times we can overdo, overeat and overdrink because of our appetite, craze for the things that the flesh lusts after. But God is preparing us. God is preparing us to be more of an overcomer. In order to walk in the Spirit, we have to restrain ourselves from overdoing, over excessive drinking, over excessive eating, because our bodies is the temple of God. And the Spirit of God dwells to empower us to set the captives free. So perhaps this morning you feel bound and need to be refilled. This song goes out to you, because there is power to break every chain. Celebration.
Hallelujah. 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 Time for the word of God. And God has raised up a chain breaker in this house. And I don't know about you, but I had some chains wrapped up in my life. And it's my chain breaker has broke some chains in my life. Receive now the chain breaker of this house. That's the John K. Jacobs. The Lord, right here. The great place, the great moment. Right here, to give him praise, to give him glory. Yeah. The power of the presence of the Lord is here. Right now. There's that name. Matter of fact, there's no other name given among them whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Somebody today, it is not an accident that you're here. God wants you here today. Because this is your day for the chains to come off. And they can come off right now. Right this day. You don't have to walk out of this building. The power of God is still. That's an anointed song right there. That's annoying. That life is not stuff like this. Come on, it's way up to the top. Come on. Don't be ashamed. Step on out. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. That's right. Come. This one great soul, here's another one. Come on, right now, just today, this is the time, right now.
Great.
People are getting free from all kinds of stuff today. Stuff is just falling. The chains are just falling off. Glory to God. And I get excited about that. I get excited about people's lives to turn around. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. Hey! Never the same. Your life will never be the same. I'm going to pray for you all. Person behind you is a counselor. They're going to take you to back and pray with you. Look at me, everybody. Look up for just a second. Look at me. Just think about what you like. A heart of repentance. Realize that I've walked down the road, the Lord, I went to the wrong road. And I get off that road, and I have to turn around. You can't live in freedom doing what you've always done. Repentance is the key to change lives. Number two, we did the same. You got to believe Jesus got the power to do it. There is power in Jesus' name.
Great can be changed.
There is power in the name of Jesus. And Jesus met the woman at the well. He didn't, many of the religious condemned her about her adultery, her lifestyle. Jesus told her that, yeah, I know you've been married 5 times and was living with a man who was not your husband. Yet, Jesus didn't give her a lecture on immorality. He spoke to her about her thirst. The thirst after righteousness means wanting to live according to God's will instead of the world. This is the way we have to be happy and feel that. This is the way that thirsting after righteousness. At First Baptist Church, you heard Tasha Cobb singing Break Every Chain. And they dedicated 1 hour, the whole service unto the Holy Ghost so that souls may be saved. You've got to get this. When Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift that was in him, he prepared them. He said, study to show yourself approved and working, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, it is the word. It is the word that fills this temple. See, if you're in the God business, God is filling souls with the Holy Ghost to empower them to set the captives free. Today is Friday, and many of us say, thank God it's Friday. But let's go back 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, one man decided to submit his will unto God's will. That we today may have life more abundantly. However, many of us don't want to be free. We want to continue living the lifestyle of the world. Well, the young woman in the background says, give a high praise to God. the minute we turn on music to praise the Lord, or even open up our mouth to say praise the Lord, many are intimidated by praise. And God has created us to praise Him in spirit and in truth. Yet, because of self-centeredness, gratifying the flesh, we choose to listen to music of the world, people that are in bondage, people that are fighting for titles, positions, become the world celebrity. Well, today, if this is you, I challenge you. Thirst after righteousness. Let the word of God, let the word of this music, power in the name of Jesus. Let it saturate in your mind. Then we're going to take it one step more. Let it saturate in your heart. Let Christ be the center of your heart. I know it's challenging to deny the desires for intimacy, beauty, and adventure. Religion does that. But Jesus invites you today to have intimate communion with Him and the Father that satisfies your deepest longing of our souls. We need God's grace and His mercy. And there's no work. All we have to do is just receive. So again, we are ministering music to soothe the mind and heal the soul. We're going to go another half an hour. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Line. And I pray that your thirst has been satisfied thus far. Because until we see that the change is gone and the cell doors open, until then, I'm going to continue to minister music to soothe the mind and heal the soul. You're listening to Deborah Jackson Live on www.blogtalkradio. I invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. for music to heal the soul. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will. We are spirit, soul, and body. And it is your will. And it's your mind to make up your mind to die self and pick up the cross and follow Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come unto the Father unless he acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God. Because they that are led of the Spirit are to become the sons of God. So my beloved, seek the kingdom and righteousness.
Now I want you to take the door to the cell that you've been locked in for years. Some of you for years. Some of you just for weeks. Some of you for days. But I want you to take that cell door, and I want you to take your foot. It may be crowded, but I just want you to take it in. Kick that door. The door was already open. Now see yourself walking out of that cell and look back and look at those chains on the cell floor. And I want you to see yourself walking out of that cell with your head up. Just point your eyes to the heaven and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. free man of God. You liberated woman of God. Go back and serve the Lord our God with power and with might and with no shame. Because the chain is broken. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, Jesus.
Now, are you ready? Are you ready to see the King? Take me to the King. I have nothing to bring, only just me. My heart, can't this act the living water. So, my beloved, we thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. And this is every Friday we will be ministering and teaching the Word of God, because it is the Word of God that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And as I was listening to the music from Miss Carr and Tamara, in my spirit I envision a mother teaching her child to raise the praise. And that's what this is all about. This program is all about acknowledging God and raising the praise, because see, it's praise is what we do. When praises goes up, blessings come down. The praises of God. God said, let everything that praise ye the Lord. So we've got to praise. And so until Christ comes, Monday through Friday, yours truly will be making a completion at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday on www.blogtalkradio. The Bible says that, and I must refer back to the Bible. The Word says, God ascended and descended, and he sent gifts. He sent the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the edifying, for the coming together in the maturity. And this is mine as an evangelist. It's my job to gather the people. Psalm 50 says, gather the saints, those that are in covenant and have sacrificed. So today is a little bit stretch for me, and perhaps as it has been for you, make melodies in your heart. If you take your focus off of yourself, just from the problem, just take your focus off the problem and put it on the cross. Watch the transformation. So, the transformation should say, yes, Lord, I will go. I shall go to see what the end's going to be. Because, see, destiny is calling. And if you put a praise, God will make a way. As Anthony Brown shares with the people of God. Now we know that you made a way. When I was born against the wall, and it looked as if it was all about you. You made me know. And we're standing here, only because you made a way. Hallelujah. Just you made a way. Come on and say each other, shoot, yeah. Take it away. When the first watch is gone,
Thank you. Oh,
You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, and again, every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. for a refreshing in the spirit. Until next time, God bless. Hello. Hey, I'm fine. Actually, for my radio program, I'm just coming off. So, I'm actually very waiting for my ride to come. Going to be getting on the road for the Lancaster. But how are you this month?
Oh, really?
Okay.
Really? But she says that and she don't mean it. She does that and she don't mean it.
I know. I want you to say, no, I want you to know, I told her, no, oh my. I told her, I said, if I think that by hearing you hear her speech, then I said, we go together. If you like that, I'm going to ask you if you're not comfortable with me.
Oh, look at it. Wow.
Yes, I think that's what she offers. I cannot do that. I said, you know what, you can remember this whole church, but I don't want to tell them that they should be here with their own person. I have a couple of people that say, you know what, stop her, I'm not paying attention. She's just like that. You have to be full of dress, it's not fresh, you've got to be rested.
And not only that, the flip-flops, she's going to go in there with those flip-flops.
And actually, I told her, I'm like, you know, not come back, because she's going to be in there with
the The whole house is stink. I can't even go back to the house. She got the cat and dog running trash. She went to her other house. Right now my hands are tied. Is she going to do it? She is our first client. You know that. She, right now, check this out. Her and her mom got to go to court. Right before Thanksgiving Day. I'm telling you.
She's trying to talk to her about that. She's trying to get out of here.
Yeah, please, because I'm telling you, this there has to be a change. I don't know what it is with her and her mother, but they, I'm telling you, something's wrong. I don't know whether they're doing it just to make it seem like they're crazy because of the situation that they're in, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She needs help. I mean, psychological help, really. I took her to CMU. They think that that's a waste of their time. They don't believe, but really, basically, they're saying, no, they don't need help. But see, the thing is, she don't want to pay. Yeah, we need to help her because we got to go to California. She got a house in Arizona, and we got to get down there. And I refuse. I'm not going to go and continue driving and fill. She stunk up the whole car. I mean, it was so gross. And I told her at least take a bath. She got to send it. And document, please document that conversation, the time, and the date. Because girlfriend's smart, okay? Girlfriend's smart. I don't trust her. I'm serious. I don't trust her at all. She's smart. Okay? Go ahead. Okay. Everything we do, document everything that we do. Everything. Okay? Because we need these documentation. But I mean, yes. Because we've got a mission. This is bigger than what we can even imagine. So thank you. I appreciate that.
So this is where I intend that your defense, as you know, they're striking in Philadelphia, the 7th train, there's like striking in school arts, but I don't know if you're going to be made to go back or not. Are you going to be able to go back?
Mm-hmm.
I say that to say, if I come on my desk, I'm going to try to think when it's right outside and when the fog is on.
Okay.
It's so much better fog. I know the traffic is on trouble, so I'm saying it'll come in for a if I can get it, then I might come Sunday.
Okay. Just let me know. I won't hear. Yeah. Okay, because I'm going to be in York, and I know you don't like York. Let me work on, okay, let me, go ahead.
What was that?
Which one? Was it Howard Johnson? I'll tell you what, let me check on the hotel. Are you sure? Because if they,
Yeah,
okay, I'll check over. Yeah. Okay, but I think I can get the Ramada. I got the last Ramada last week for $54, and they had an inside on the room.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Okay, let me work on that. Yeah, we're going to sign a contract because I really need to move forward. I can't right now. I can't. Yeah. My time is, we got to, because I'm not only that, Teflon also want to come on board. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
It's
that Sunday. All right. Okay. That's great. That sounds good. Okay. Yeah. Actually, I'm very good on the road about 9 o'clock. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I need to talk to you.
My birthday is in December, and I wanted to do a birthday celebration, but I mean, many times I do it, people come, but it's like, because they come just for the food and the drinks and the entertainment. Well, that's a drink for non-alcohol. But I wanted to do a fundraiser. Think about it. We could do like $100 per person, something like that, for the cause, for CME. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So think of some things and we'll talk. Okay? Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
Excuse me.
offense, I'm not sure. You already say for John, because it's not a good idea, but let's say offensive, I'm sure. Already say for John, this is not a good idea, but you're right. You're in the right position, the right posture. Some people belong to the church. You need to go to the church. This is a good church. Say it, this is a good church.